Instead of fearing science as the enemy of liberty, Darwinian conservatives can learn from science how liberty is founded in the nature of the human animal. That's why conservatives need Charles Darwin. Of course, many conservatives would respond that they don't fear science, far from it, but that they are skeptical of Darwinism's scientific pretensions. Since science is a good thing, and Earnhardt equates science with Darwinism, it is not surprising that he wants to show how modern Darwinian science helps us to explain how human nature was formed as a product of natural evolution. In order to do this, Earnhardt relies on one of Darwinism's newer offshoots, sociobiology. The most noted name in sociobiology is Harvard's Edward O. Wilson, who claims the word Darwinism was invented by creationists to discredit, well, Darwinism. Wilson defines altruism biologically as increasing another organism's ability to pass on genes at the expense of one's own, and he calls it the culminating mystery of all biology. It is a mystery because Darwinian evolution favors individuals who outcompete others to leave more offspring. So it is difficult or impossible for Darwinism to explain the existence of individuals who deliberately sacrifice for the sake of strangers. Yet if Darwinism cannot adequately explain altruism, how can it provide a foundation for morality and ethics? Sociobiology suffers from other serious problems as well. Except for some rare pathological conditions, it has been impossible to tie human behavior to specific genes. The gay gene that was much hyped a few years ago turned out to be a mirage. If human behavior cannot be reduced to genetics, then according to neo-Darwinism, it cannot be biologically inherited. If it cannot be biologically inherited, then it cannot evolve in a Darwinian sense. Still another problem with sociobiology is that it has been invoked to explain just about every human behavior from selfishness to self-sacrifice, from promiscuity to celibacy. A theory that explains something and its opposite equally well explains nothing. It's no wonder that sociobiology and its latest manifestation, evolutionary psychology, called evo-psycho by some wags, are held in low regard even by some evolutionary biologists. Stephen Jay Gould once called sociobiology a collection of just-so stories in which virtuosity in invention replaces testability as the criterion for acceptance. And in 2000, evolutionary biologist Jerry A. Coyne compared it to discredited Freudian psychology. By judicious manipulation, every possible observation of human behavior could be and was fitted into the Freudian framework.